Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am your chakra coach. Welcome to your new midweek mindfulness episode, 5 minutes or less each week to rebalance, recharge, and reconnect. You can do these anywhere, driving, doing chores, waiting in line. Find a minute to take care of you.
Hello, and welcome back to your midweek mindfulness episode. It's an opportunity for some quick relaxation and reflection. Use these as a way to stay connected to yourself, even when life around you gets chaotic and stressful. So basically every day. Today we'll work on one of my favorite breaths, alternate nostril breathing. A couple weeks ago, we did single nostril breathing, one on each side. One is a warming breath and one is a cooling breath. This alternating nostril breath is a balancing breath to clear your energy channels, your nadis. This breath is often used to calm an overactive solar plexus chakra because that energy center is responsible for our adrenal glands, the glands that secrete a lot of our stress hormones. And honestly, in today's society, our poor adrenal glands are constantly pumping out cortisol, causing us to feel stressed all the time. And elevated stress hormones can lead to a host of physical problems, as well as increased anxiety, depression, and general stress levels. So this breath is used to calm and clear your energy. When you find some of that calm, our bodies can start to heal and repair, including letting the nervous system have a moment to reset, getting us out of our fight or flight modes. I did a four-part series on this. It was episodes 142 to 145, and I'll link that in the show notes if you want more information about the effects of stress on your body and how that relates to your chakras. But on to how to do the breath. To start, exhale through your mouth. Make a sound. And then bring your right hand up to your nose with your ring finger hovering over your left nostril and your thumb hovering over your right nostril. Use your thumb to block your right nostril and inhale through your left nostril. Use your ring finger to block your left nostril. At this point, both nostrils should be held closed. And with both nostrils blocked, just wait a beat or two. Release your thumb to unblock your right nostril and exhale. Take a pause at the bottom of your exhale. Then, keeping your left nostril closed, inhale through your right nostril. Use your thumb to block off your right nostril. Hold for a beat or two. Release your ring finger to unblock your left nostril and exhale. We'll try one breath without interruption. So, right nostril closed, inhale left. Hold. Exhale right. Inhale right. Hold, exhale left. That's one cycle. Now I recommend you try 3 to 5 cycles to get started and build up to maybe a minute or even longer. The effects of Nadi Shoshana breathing are immediate. If you did just that one with me, you probably feel a little better already. And it only gets more awesome from there. I've also noticed that my sinuses are clearer when I do this, even when I have a cold or allergies. I don't know what the research is on that, but for me, it's anecdotally true. Speaking of research, there is a ton of Western scientific research on this breath and its benefits, which is fun. More proof that the ancient yogis knew what they were doing long before modern medicine ever got involved. So try a few of these alternate nostril breaths to stay calm and balanced. Do it daily, multiple times a day. Really, I can't overstate how incredible this breath is. Have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.